This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1630. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 16th, Afghanistan, Argentina, Australia, Bangladesh, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, Canada, Chad, Chile, Colombia, Croatia, Ecuador, Germany, Indonesia, Korea, North and South, Niue, Oklahoma, Papua New Guinea, Philippines, Russia, South Carolina, Spain, Suriname, UK, USA, Zambia, Zimbabwe, and the propagation of. Standard disclaimer. What has become of Radio Afghanistan? Last year they came back to shortwave on 6100 and later on 7200 kHz, including a half hour in English, an external service which was difficult to hear in North America, but it's not been reported for some months. The Afghanistan guide at the British DX Club website says it was last heard in the last 2 weeks of April this year on 7200. I checked their website. It still exists, www.rta.org.af, but if you click on the link to English, that page is also gone. Argentine X-band stations propagate to Europe for well-equipped DXers, and they probably would in North America if there were not all that co-channel interference from our X-band stations. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal says a few stations are audible as early as 2100 UT, such as 1620 AM on that frequency, and AM 1630 Diagonal. Many of those stations are not exactly legal, and if they are, they keep making changes. In the Condicionalis, Marcelo Cornaccioni reports that the one on 1640 is changed to 1650. It's Radio Guarani IMA in Buenos Aires. As recently as August 6th, Frederick Dorain in Sweden and the Arctic Radio Club reports on 1700. Radio Juventud in Florencio Varela, Buenos Aires, overcoming WJCC in Florida. That was at 0217 UT. However, on August 13th, Eduardo Peralta in Argentina, who keeps track of the medium wave stations there, especially X-band, tells us that the 1700 kHz AM transmitter in Tigre, Buenos Aires province, has changed programming again. It's now relaying FM Fantástico as of August 12th at 1928 with bland tropical music. Radio Australia has been trying to start a DRM service from its main site in Shepparton, as one of their transmitters there is now ready to go. The original target date was the beginning of the A12 season at the end of March. Then that was put off for some organizational reasons until July, perhaps, but it still hasn't started, although some new frequencies were added, which are intended to be in DRM, but for the time being remain in AM, so everyone can hear them, notably 19,000 kHz. Well, now, in the blog of the DRM NA Info via KimAndrewElliott.com, there is this comment. No good news from Australia. Nigel Holmes says RADRM is being delayed by one of Australia's digital partners, unhappy with the prospect of RA using DRM. I fear this stems from a fundamental lack of understanding of both mode and audience. Somewhere, someone forgot to tell those working on digital conversion in-country that Radio Australia running DRM on shortwave is no competition to local Australian VHF or UHF digital services. HCJB's Global News Update says that they're definitely planning to run DRM now that they are moving from one site to another near Kununurra, especially to India, where DRM seems to be the next big thing. Last week we had reports of Bangladesh Betar starting to test its new shortwave transmitter on old frequencies 7250 and 15520. But that only lasted a few days, then they started appearing on other frequencies, many of which they have registered for years but never used, according to the HFCC. The main ones to check are 15105, 15505, and 7105, despite being in an exclusive amateur radio band now, that last frequency. Numerous schedules have come out from various sources, and when we tune in according to the schedule, we usually don't find them on the frequency given. It's a choice between 15105 and 15505. We've had most luck hearing this with their distinctive interval signal just before 1400 UT on 15105, as the Urdu broadcast is about to start. Later on, they may be on 15505, and they seem to have decided to use 7105 for the final broadcast in English, starting at 17:45, and in Bengali at 19:15, aimed toward Europe. That's according to Swapan Chakraborty, who seems to be in contact with the station. In North America, we might have better luck hearing the English broadcast at 12:30 to 13 UT, which is supposedly on 15105, but no luck so far here, nor on the other frequencies. Many listeners, including myself, when reception permitted, noted the Bangladesh transmissions accompanied by noise on the frequency, at first suspected of being jamming or DRM, but it appears to be a fault in the new transmitter, or they don't really know how to operate it. Don't you believe the snazzy-looking website www.shortwaveschedule.com, which suffers from a bad case of garbage in, garbage out? For example, on their opening page, there's a link to broadcast times for Radio Burkina when I looked at it, that is, Burkina Faso, saying it's broadcasting right now on one frequency, 5030 kilohertz, all day long. Trouble is, it's really been off the air for years. I can't believe people actually rely on those listings. David Koenig in England adds, I've no doubt Radio Burkina is no longer on shortwave, last reported in February 2010. But they don't all seem aware of that at the station itself. The past few days have been monitoring their live audio stream via their revamped and very colorful website at rtb.bf, which is a new URL. And though live announcements refer only to FM, they occasionally air a canned promo for their two shortwave frequencies, 5030 and one starting with 7. Radio Burkina is observed around the clock, not merely for Ramadan. The country is 60% Muslim, as their website banner proclaims, tous les jours, 24 par 24. RTB TV is also available on a live stream. Here's some intriguing news from elsewhere in Africa, which is yet to be confirmed because it's on a low frequency in the daytime if it's really on the air. Chris Greenway in the UK says Nigeria's Guardian newspaper reports that the Bakassi Self-Determination Front, BSDF, that's spelled B-A-K-A-S-S-I, began broadcasts called Dayspring on 6 August at noon, operating on the 4.2 and 5.2 megahertz band. Who knows, maybe they mean between 4200 and 5200 kilohertz. He explains the Bakassi Peninsula was handed over from Nigeria to Cameroon a few years ago, in line with the ruling of the International Court of Justice. However, many local residents were unhappy with being transferred to Cameroonian sovereignty. It would seem there's not much more to be said about the demise of Radio Canada International. However, an interview with Wojtek Gwiazda of the RCI Action Committee, and who still has a job at RCI, has been broadcast from New Zealand on the program called Nights. And we know about it thanks to a mention at Thomas Witherspoon's blog, swelling.com, via CIDX Messenger. You can probably find it there, or we have a direct link in the new DX Listening Digest, number 12-33, via worldofradio.com. For the past several weeks, the only African audible on 6165 has been Zambia, but Mauno Ritola in Finland says, when I went to check that at 2015 UT August 14th, I heard Chad back on the air. Actually, it's 40 hertz below 6165. Wolfgang Büschel agrees it's on that exact slightly off frequency, heard at 2045 UT, August 14th, via a remote unit in Australia, while Zambia was exactly on frequency. However, it may well be irregular. In South Africa, Bill Bingham has been trying to determine the source of some noise accompanying Zambia on 6165. Seems to be coming out of their own transmitter, and he is not hearing Chad. But then, of course, he's much closer to Zambia. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal also reports RNT in Chad on 6165, August 14th at 2235 to 2251 in French and vernacular. Quite a good signal, but splatter from 6175. Another shortwave transmitter site is closing down. We knew this was coming, but not quite so soon. We only had a few days' notice. Calera de Tango in Chile, which has relayed a number of other stations, but is owned by CVC La Voz, also known as Christian Vision. In fact, if you're listening after Friday, August 17th, it's already gone. That was to be their last day. We knew something was up when we heard their all-day Spanish service resumed on 17680. Since they cut it back to only 2 hours a day, we were hearing it as early as 1300 UT this week, but it was just a temporary expansion for their farewell broadcast. Then we heard them mention on the air in Spanish that this would be their last week on shortwave. Who needs it? They've got over 400 affiliates via satellite in Latin America, and of course one can also listen online. They claim the shortwave audience is declining. Actually, this should not have been such a surprise, because about a month ago, DX Remix News in Bulgaria pointed out that one of their relay clients, NHK World Radio Japan, had already registered replacement frequencies for the so-called Santiago relay for three of their broadcasts, two of them moving to French Guiana and the other to WHRI, those being in Portuguese and Spanish, effective August 18th. The imminent close down was soon confirmed by press releases in English and Spanish from Christian Vision. Luis Valderas, a DXer in Chile, has been keeping track of this and has even visited the site recently, and says the final broadcast is Friday, August 17th from 13 to 22 UT. Frequency not mentioned, but it must be 17680 and maybe also 9635, where he had also been hearing them this week during the daytime. Thanks to Dino Blois, Humber Gaviria, and Horacio Negro for forwarding on that news. And Horacio reports there's expected to be a special last day QSL for reports sent on this Spanish-only broadcast to Antonio at cvclavoz.cl or Casilla 395 in Talagante, Chile. We've been expecting the reactivation of that Colombian pirate, Salen Estéreo, according to word direct from the pastor, who said they were off for some transmitter repairs, and now they are definitely back. Brian Clark in New Zealand had been monitoring the frequency, 14950.75, and he was hearing some choral music at 0614 UT, August 12th. And since then, I've also been hearing it at various checks, at least a detectable carrier on its distinctive off-frequency, but occasionally with the previous format fading in and out, which is Mexican-sounding gospel music alternating with Bible verses, such as August 15th at 0456. I assume they intend to be on the air 24 hours. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal also had it at 097 UT and still in at 1210 on August 15th. Something else not to believe, our schedule showing that Croatia has a 15-minute English broadcast at 0200 UT, 9925 via Germany. On UT Sunday, August 12th, they were in a big hurry to get the news finished, Croatia Today they call it, by 0204, and then took 2 minutes to announce their entire English schedule on satellite and shortwave, but in local times only, so they could get right back to music at 0206. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1630. Even in the dog days, our expenses continue, and it would be nice to have some contributions. To P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. That could be a check or money order in U.S. funds, please. Or, not necessarily in U.S. funds, via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One of the towers at Europe 1 on 183 kilohertz in the Tsar, which is actually broadcasting to France in French, partially fell down. This has apparently resulted in improved reception, as the directional pattern has changed, according to many different reports from Europe, such as Chris Greenway in England. He says reception of 183 is much better in southern England. We are on the edge of their usual beam. As Kai Ludwig pointed out, if you're off the main beam, the carrier is suppressed to a greater degree than the sidebands, so the signal sounds overmodulated when listening in the AM mode. That's a particular problem on longwave. Today, the audio quality on 183 is as good as the lovely modulation on 162 and 234 kHz. Signal strength also seems improved. I assume the great majority of Europe 1 listeners in France do so on FM. DX Remix News Bulgaria has the new schedule of HCJB Global Voice, which is no longer transmitting via Chile, but via Verchtachtel Germany. The timing has changed a bit. They used to have German and Portuguese going at the same time, but now, on the single frequency 11920, they've moved German to 2215 UT, followed at 2245 by the Brazilian Indian language Kulina, which I've just reconfirmed, and then Portuguese from 2300 until midnight 45, all aimed at Brazil, 240 degrees from Germany. Ron Howard in California is pleased to hear the English lessons produced by Australia for Indonesians called Kanguru Indonesia, again on shortwave because it's being carried by RRI Makassar, 50 hertz below 4750. He was listening August 14th from 1355 until 1408. Program in English, including a pop song, and contact information given. It's called for short, the program is KGI, carried on over 190 stations in Indonesia, but very few on shortwave. He sent them a report and says they must have been happy to receive it, since they immediately posted it on their website, www.kanggru.org. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany notes that many of the home service shortwave frequencies from North Korea, which used to vary quite a lot, are now exactly spot on to three decimal places, 0.000, because they've installed new Chinese shortwave transmitters of the BBEF brand. These are at the Kangye site, intended for reception also in South Korea. Following frequencies are exact: 6100, 6250, 6400, 9665, and 11680. There's still some old transmitters, however. This is monitored around 0730 UT, which are still considerably off frequency, up to 38 hertz, 9650, 7220, 9975, and 13760. Oh, and here are four more, which are a bit off: 11865, 9345, 11735, and 15245. Those are used in the external services in Japanese, Korean, and Russian. August 13th at 1140, I was hearing some slow talk in Korean on 6700, and off the air after 1151. Aoki List says it's a brand new frequency for Korean MND radio, Ministry of National Defense, that is from South Korea to the north, and it was so new that it was not yet being jammed. From the ICPO Bulletin and 425 DX News, there's a new ham radio prefix for Niue, the island formerly connected with New Zealand and using the prefix ZK2. Now the ITU has assigned the entire E6 block to Niue, E6A through E6Z. A big shakeup in public broadcasting in Oklahoma. Starting August 20th, KOSU in Stillwater, with relays near Tulsa, has announced that they are giving up their evening public radio schedule and turning over their signal to what's called the Spy FM. That's an indie music format which was originally on a commercial station in Stillwater, KSPI, thus the name, but it's not been on the air for at least a decade. This will be the evening and overnight programming, but still doing public radio news talk programming, I assume, in the daytime. For a while, NBC Madang, Papua New Guinea, was providing the best 90-meter signal on 3260. Ron Howard in California says they had been staying on the air later than before, but as of August 10th and 12th, they were cutting off at exactly 12:04 UT, even before the news was over, apparently controlled by a timer. Ron Howard is also disappointed that Radio Pilipinas 15190 has apparently dropped simulcasts with Radio Umbayan and Radio Magazine, which had been on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. During the 15190 broadcast around 1800 UT, he says they were great fun to listen to. I should have expressed my appreciation. However, the English broadcast on 17700, August 13th at 0211, had extensive coverage about the new tropical storm, reports of rescue operations, evacuations due to the recent heavy monsoon rains. Ulmar Kvik in Sweden says one of the few good blues and jazz programs these days can be heard from Radio Rossi on 7215, Tuesdays at 2010 to 2100 UT. It's called Dr. Blues, presented by Alexei Kalachev. It can also be found in the archives of Radio Rossi online. DX Remix News reports that Brother Stair's Overcomer Ministry is still being heard on 9400 between 20 and 22 UT. Port Affair reception in Sofia, Bulgaria, and it's not from Bulgaria, he says, but what is the site? Some monitoring reports designate it as SIE, but we don't know what those letters stand for. Apparently not Armenia either, although it's previously been from Armenia. I noted some very strange things coming out of Spain. I can only assume our transmission errors. August 10th at 2015, on 15160, there was something in Parisian French. They kept mentioning España, and indeed, Radio Exterior does have a French broadcast during that hour, but not supposed to be on that frequency. Instead, 11620 and 9690. Spain does use 15160 later from 2300 for its Spanish broadcasts. And there was more French on an REE frequency normally carrying their own programming in Spanish. 11890, August 15th at 0518 to 0530. It turned out to be a relay of Radio Xin International, China, in French, which they normally don't relay at all in that language. By 0530, they resumed their own programming in Spanish. In the New DX Listening Digest, 1233, Adan Gonzalez of Venezuela tells about how he managed to get a QSL from Radio Apinti in neighboring Suriname. It's been very difficult to get one, but it so happens his sister is a flight attendant flying to Paramaribo, and she had met someone who actually worked at the station. So by that personal touch, he managed to get his QSL. All the details in the New DX Listening Digest. KimAndrewElliott.com quotes from the BBC editor's blog about the new program Newsday on the World Service. It's explained this way. The World Today and Network Africa have been replaced by Newsday, a single global daily news program with a particular interest in its African audiences. But most of the comments appended to this from actual listeners range from a big disappointment to a huge disappointment. For example, Oki says, that's OKI, what a huge disappointment. For years I've relied on the World Today to present the world news intelligently. Now I am forced to suffer through dumbed-down chat of special interest to Africa, not for much longer. Commander Elliott also reports Mark Thompson read the last BBC World Service report from Bush House. Now he will be CEO of the New York Times. Via Kevin Redding, ABDX, the CGC communicator reports that WWVB will have another test of a phase-modulated format beginning at 18 UT Tuesday, August 21st, and ending at the same hour on Friday, the 24th. During that period, the broadcast will be randomly switching between the normal WWVB broadcast on 60 kHz and the new phase-modulated format. Radio-controlled clocks and watches will not be affected by the test. Phase-locking 60 kHz timing and frequency standard receivers may lose lock during the test, but will restore during the normal broadcast period. Major cutbacks at VOA English, which may not be obvious unless you're paying close attention or listen to them a lot. AFGE Local 1812 says that English radio is making significant changes, probably by the beginning of the fiscal year, October 1st. Crossroads Asia will cease to exist and be replaced by a different program to be repeated several times. An international edition will not have a new edition after sunrise in Washington, but will replay an earlier one recorded 7 hours earlier at 1:30 a.m. because of a severe staff shortage. This already started about July 1st. This amounts to a very startling statistic from the BBG Watcher blog, quoted in full in the new DX Listening Digest. VOA Worldwide English Radio, which at one time broadcast live 24 hours a day to the world in 1999, will be reduced to providing 1.5 hours of live programming a day. Correlating with the news of closing down their Chilean shortwave transmitters, Christian Vision, or CVC, is also closing down some of their shortwave transmitters in Zambia. According to Wolfgang Buschel, BCDX, the regional service on 4965 at night and 6065 in the daytime is already off the air, replaced by local FM. They're still broadcasting the service toward West Africa and consequently Michigan on 13590, which I just heard at 1308 UT. It's on the air from 06 to 20, and then from 20 to 22, they switch to 9505. I've been monitoring the new Madagascar relay of SW Radio Africa for Zimbabwe. It's on 15115, Saturdays and Sundays only, starting at 0600. On UT Saturday, August 11th, it was not in English, but on Sunday, the first half hour, at least, was in English. And obviously a replay of the previous evening's broadcast on 4880 via South Africa. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued August 13th. ANK indices peaking at 10 and 4 on the 19th, 12 and 4 on the 26th. Solar flux tipping to 95 August 16th to 19th, and peaking at 135 August 26th to 29th. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 1630. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the show, and will hear me again next week.